今日读经的经文是来自希伯来书三章十三节、十章二十四到二十五节，和十三章十七到二十五节。
Our scripture reading for today is in the book of Hebrews. We'll be reading chapter 3, verse 13, chapter 10, verse 24 to 25, and chapter 13, verses 17 to 25.
我们会一起用先用广东话一起读，再用英文一起读。
We'll be reading this together first in Cantonese and then in English.
希伯来书三章十三节，趁着还有叫作今天的时候，总要天天互相劝勉，免得你们中间有人受了罪恶的诱惑，心里就刚硬了。我们又应该彼此关心，激发爱心，勉励行善。我们不可放弃聚会，好像有些人的习惯一样，却要互相劝勉。你们既然知道那日子临近，就更应该这样。你们要听从那些领导你们的人，也要顺服他们，因为他们为你们的灵魂警醒，好像要交账的人一样。你们要使他们交账的时候快快乐乐，不至于叹息。如果他们叹息，对你们就没有好处了。请为我们祷告，因为我们深信自己良心无愧，愿意凡事遵行正道。我更加要求你们为我们祷告，好使我们能够快点回到你们那里去。愿赐平安的神，就是那凭着永约的血群羊的大牧人，我们的主耶稣，从死人中领出来的那一位，在一切善事上成全你们，好使你们遵行他的旨意，又藉着耶稣基督在我们里面行所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。弟兄们，我劝你们耐心接受我这劝勉的话，因为我只简略的写给你们。你们要知道，我们的弟兄提摩太已经释放了，如果他来得早，我就跟他一起去看你们。请问候所有领导你们的人和所有圣徒，从意大利来的人也问候你们，愿恩惠与你们众人同在。
Would you please read with me? Hebrews, let us begin. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning.For that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this, in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant,I equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I appeal to you, brothers, bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. You should know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom I shall see you if he comes soon.Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those who come from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with all of you.
愿听神的话和读神的话的人同得祝福。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
今天程牧师为我们讲的题目是互为肢体。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is members of one another.
Well, I hope the extra hour has helped you this morning. I know that some of you, I mentioned, I guess, if it's okay, George, if I mentioned about your cat, it didn't help George's cat, though. So I hope the hour of rest, extra rest, helped you.
我希望今天早上有多一个钟的时间，你有更加多的休息。
You know, I know that there are not a whole lot of people here, but when you sing to the Lord,something is special about worship when you're singing. Singing song resonates with all of us. It's universal.
我知道我们这里就不是很多人，但是我们当我们一起去向主唱歌的时候，好像有一个回响在这里，这件事是普世性的。
And so is story. Story, narrative, when you speak, engages us. You know, that's why Jesus taught a lot by story.
同样的一个故事呢，都可以让我们呢一起参与当中去听这个故事，好像耶稣讲的故事一样。
But the portion of the scriptures we're looking at today is more epistles, letters. It's more, in a sense, written material.
今天我们看的呢，反而是一个书信，是一个写出来，好像一个信件一样。
And that's why it's harder for us,whether you're preaching it or listening to it, to really get engaged with the epistles.
所以对于我们来说，可能比较困难，就是说，因为好像这个书信都不是对着我们讲这样，以致我们很难投入当中。
But one of the advantages of Hebrews is that it's an exhortation. It's exhorting. It's really a sermon.
但希伯来书有一个好处，就是它是一个劝勉的书信，好像一个讲道这样。
And one of the...good things about our text this morning, it uses a metaphor. A metaphor is an analogy or a picture for us, so it grips into our head.
咁今天早上我哋所睇嘅经文咧，就系好似一个比喻咁样，可以对让我哋咧留下一个更加深刻嘅印象。
And did everybody notice what the metaphor is that we read in Hebrews?
咁我哋头先睇过嘅希伯来书，佢入边当中有啲咩嘅比喻咧？
What was the metaphor comparing us with?
用了这个什么比喻呢?
You guys read Hebrews, right? We just read it. What's the metaphor?
我们刚刚读过的希伯来书用了这个什么比喻呢?
What are we compared with?
我们用什么比较呢?
Sheep. Good. Sheep.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, every metaphorAgain, has its strengths and weaknesses, right? Every image is important, it's crucial, but they're limited.
但好像其他的比喻一样，每一个比喻都有它的限制。
Like for example, when it says at the end of Hebrews, it says Jesus is our ultimate or great shepherd.
就好像希伯来书最尾那里讲到耶稣基督是我们的大牧人。
That doesn't mean we're senseless animals. Jesus is the ultimate shepherd. It's a metaphor, it's an analogy.
但不是代表我们就是那些无性的动物，耶稣基督是比喻一个大牧人。
If you're familiar with the New Testament, it also uses the analogy that Jesus is a door, right? The way, the truth, the life. He's a door, right? You enter into the door.
同样的在新约圣经里面其他的地方都用到其他的比喻去形容耶稣基督，譬如讲到耶稣基督是一道门。
But that doesn't mean that you get splinters.Right? If a door is not finished and sanded down, you get splinters, right? That doesn't mean that.
但就不代表说你碰那道门的时候就会惨刺。
And of course, Hebrews is famous with the analogy that Jesus is the high priest.
另外一个地方就是讲到希伯来书说耶稣基督是这个大祭司。
And a high priest, of course, is that intercessor who pleads with the before the God, before the people, right? On behalf of the people.
大祭司就在神的面前呢，为着子民去代求。
And so Jesus is the high priest pleading for his people before God the Father.
耶稣基督就是这个大祭司在父神面前呢，为众圣徒去祈求。
That's an analogy, but it doesn't mean that God the Father is a grouch or grumpy.
这个是一个比喻，并不代表神那个父神就是一个脾气暴躁的父亲。
You know, it doesn't mean that Jesus is our advocate, you know, our defense attorney who's doing intercessory work trying to get God the Father to accept us, right?
所以不是代表耶稣基督只是一个中间人，或者是我们的代表律师，只是要求父神去接纳我们。
So you can't take these images out of context. You have to see the image, in this case, sheep, great shepherd, within the context of the epistle, the letter.
所以当我们看这些比喻的时候，我们不可以断章取义，我们要看完整个经文讲什么。
And of course, we know God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, all together, work together for our rescue plan.For the plan of redemption, salvation, restoration of the world.
我们都知道圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们一起去计划，一起去实践、实行这个救赎的计划。
So every image you see in Scripture, so every metaphor is partial but important, and it gets across certain aspects of spiritual reality that we need.
每一个比喻呢都讲到这个属灵的真实的境况的某一方面，去让整个图画给我们看到。
But it doesn't convey the whole redemptive plan and action of God.
但是它每一个的比喻呢，不是代表着整个神的救赎的计划。
With that being said, you must let every one of these images seek deep down into your heart, the core of your being.
就是说呢，你要让每一个比喻的故事呢，都入到你的心的里面。
And that's why God uses images. He uses metaphors.To engage us, right? To shake us, to make an imprint into our hearts and minds.
所以神是用每一个图画、每一个比喻去俾我哋去睇到，让呢个意思咧深深印喺我哋心里边。
And these metaphors, these images, they vividly explain truth. They explain reality to us for our very good.
呢啲嘅比喻咧，都为咗我哋嘅好处。去将这个现实、这个真实的一面呢，给我们看清楚。
And I'm sure you agree with me. When you talk to your people or you hear a person speaking, maybe in public, what sticks in our minds is story, right? It sticks into our minds, our brains, better than a lecture.
你都知道你听人去演讲、讲说话的时候呢，有什么可以留在我们的心里面有一个深刻的印象呢，就是说当他们讲这个故事的时候。
And that'sGod's way of getting across incredible spiritual realities that we need for living life.
神呢，就是用这些方法呢，去给我们看到这个属灵的真实，让我们去过我们的生活。
And one of the truths that God is trying to convey to you today is, by analogy, by metaphor, is you need shepherds in your life.
咁今日经文俾神俾我哋睇到嘅一个比喻就系话咧，我哋喺我哋生命里边咧需要有呢个牧人。
And as we'll see on slide 2, Hebrews 3, 10 and 13 tell us our need for shepherds, the surprising identity of shepherds, and the hidden power of shepherds.
咁今日嘅经文咧就让我哋睇到话我哋需要牧人，话我。牧人的身份是什么，同埋牧人的一个隐藏的能力是什么。
Now we'll need a couple of weeks to go over those three items, but I hope you'll see, and I hope I do a good job in showing you the need, the identity, and the power of shepherds.
所以接下来几个礼拜我们都会讲到说我们怎么需要这个牧人，这个牧人的身份同埋牧人的能力在哪里。
Now, when anyone says we need something, sometimes it's a little insulting. Because if you know anything about sheep, it's not a compliment that we are compared to sheep.
咁如果讲到话我哋需要一个牧人嘅时候咧，好似一个对我哋一个羞辱咁样。因为点解咧？因为好似比喻我哋就系嗰啲羊一样。
Of course, Jesus is called the Great Shepherd, but a shepherd is the one who oversees the sheep.
佢哋比喻耶稣基督系呢个大牧人，咁呢个牧人就系要看顾呢啲羊群。
The shepherd cares and leads the sheep and helps the sheep。
呢个牧羊人咧就系带领去关顾同埋帮助呢啲羊。
And therefore, verse 17 kind of makes sense when we think of this analogy of sheep, of the great shepherd Jesus。
所以当我哋睇第十七节嘅时候咧，就好似好合理啦，就系耶稣基督系呢个大牧人去照养佢嘅羊群。
As you see up there on that slide, verse 17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over your souls."
咁第十七节嘅话，你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒。
Right, keeping watch over your souls is a shepherding action.
佢哋为住你嘅灵魂时刻警醒，呢个系一个牧羊人嘅工作。
But then, at the end of the last chapter of Hebrews, we're confronted with the fact of this metaphor that we are the sheep.
咁到即系呢个经文嘅最尾嘅地方，就系讲到我哋就系嗰啲羊。
That means we're the flock, right? We're the sheep. Jesus is the ultimate great shepherd.
我哋就一个群羊，耶稣基督系我哋嘅大牧人。
Now.Have you ever reflected on what that means?
你有冇真正谂过呢个系咩意思咧？
You know, I know I've preached on the analogy of sheep before.
咁我之前都讲过呢个羊嘅比喻。
But it's rather insulting. It's insulting to be called a sheep.
咁如果被称为羊咧，其实系比几侮辱性嘅。
But most of us grew up in an urban setting or suburban setting.
咁我哋好多人咧都喺一个市区或者近市区嘅地方去长大。
So maybe a few of you might be from the countryside, so we don't really know a whole lot about the image of sheep.
如果你唔系真系住喺郊区郊外好郊外嘅地方嘅时候咧，你真系唔系好知道羊嘅本性系点样。
But when the scriptures and God tells us that we're like sheep, He doesn't mean, you know, the fluffy, soft, cuddly lambs, you know, the ivory detergent commercial.Of fluffy clouds, that type of sheep.
咁当圣经话我哋系羊嘅时候咧，并唔系讲到话我哋嗰啲系嗰啲好细只啊，好多羊毛啊，白好揽嗰啲咁嘅咁得意嘅嗰啲嘅羊仔。
You know, if you go to the hills of Scotland, you'll see sheep scattered on mountaintops on the green hills.
咁如果到你去到苏格兰嘅地方嘅时候咧，你睇到咧啲羊咧喺呢个山脉嘅上边去奔跑。
And usually many of us, as we are riding along a car or maybe walking along with people, and you see that scene, you know, it's very pleasant. It's very nice. It's usually sunny and easy to green trees and the hills and full of green grass and then the sheep grazing in the grass.
咁如果你係經過一齊行過嘅時候咧，睇到呢個圖畫係好靚嘅，因為一個草地啊，啲羊咧喺草地上面去食草，咁啊陽光普照，咁樣藍天白雲。
But if you know anyone who really knows about sheep and sheep herding, you know then that sheep are not clean. Sheep are not clean. They're dirty.
咁如果你真係知道呢啲羊嘅時候，或者認識一啲牧羊嘅人嘅時候咧，你就知道羊咧其實係污糟嘅。
They got some nasty pests in the wool of sheep.
咁佢哋喺呢羊毛里边咧，甚至乎有啲系寄生虫喺入边。
And did you know if you were a sheep herder or a farmer, you have to regularly dip these animals, the sheep, in strong chemicals in order to get rid of lice, ticks, and worms that are in their wool.
咁啲牧羊嘅人咧，甚至乎咧，要定期将啲羊咧浸喺啲嘅化学物嘅里边，使至可以去将呢啲嘅寄生虫虱乸嗰啲咧杀咗佢。
And it's been written by many that know about sheep that they're unintelligent and obstinate。
咁咧，嗰啲牧羊嘅人或者系认识羊嘅人咧，都知道羊咧其实系好蠢同埋好顽固嘅。
So do you see why it's insulting?To compare us, the people of God, to sheep?
所以我们说将我们这些神的子民去比喻成为羊的时候，其实好像很侮辱性。
What's the analogy? The analogy is we're literally dirty, we're lousy, and we're stupid.
咁嗰个比喻就系乜嘢咧？我哋系污糟、好好不智、好蠢嘅。
That's the force of the image。
呢个就系嗰个图画嗰个能力。
So let me ask you then, why? Why does God in the scriptures call us sheep?
咁点解圣经话我哋系羊咧
？If you take any other, and many of you are lovers of pets, household pets, right? If you take any other domestic animal out, a dog, a cat, a horse, and let them loose, what's going to happen? One or two things going to happen, right?
咁咧，你哋有宠物嘅人，你都知道啦。如果你将呢啲狗啊、猫或者甚至乎马咧，系放出去嘅时候，会点样咧
？Right, sometimes you hear on the news, oh, there's a dog around John F. Kennedy Airport, but they're surviving out in the wilderness, a runaway dog.
咁可能又会听过啦，啊，有啲狗咧喺机场附近周围走嚟走去，甚至系，但系佢哋能够喺郊外喺外边嘅地方咧，系生存落去。
Right, a dog or a cat or a horse, they either go out in the wild and live.Or they find their way home.
咁呢啲猫同狗咧，佢哋走咗出去嘅时候咧，佢哋能够喺外边咧去生存落去，又或者咧，佢哋揾到方法翻到屋企入边。
But sheep can't do that.
但系羊唔能够咁样做。
They have no sense of direction. They're helpless.
佢哋唔能够辨别嘅方向，佢哋系无助嘅。
And it's a fact. If you're a sheep herder or sheep farmer, sheep will die.Sheep will die without a shepherd.
咁咧，牧羊嘅人都知道，如果冇呢个牧羊人嘅时候咧，呢啲羊系会死嘅。
There's no chance of survival for the sheep who's out there, out in the hills and not brought back by the shepherd.
如果呢啲牧羊人唔将啲羊从呢个山谷里边带翻嚟嘅时候咧，佢哋喺出边就会死。
Yeah, no sense of direction. They can't find their way home.
佢哋唔知道方向，佢哋唔能够翻到屋企。
And this is on slide 3. If you know yourself, you should know that we human beings have trouble staying on course on endeavors in our lives.
你清楚自己嘅时候咧，你知道我哋唔能够喺我哋生命嘅道路上边咧，真系去持守住一个方向。
And that includes our spiritual life as well.
甚至乎包括住我哋嘅属灵嘅生命。
You see.You never make it home. You'll never make it home spiritually without shepherds.
如果冇呢个牧羊人嘅时候咧，属灵上边你真系唔能够翻到屋企。
And there are the people around you whom you've authorized to share control of your life.
有啲人咧喺你身边里边，你要俾权力佢哋，让佢哋同你分享你嘅生命。
That's what the scripture said. You and I needed trusted, dependable people who care about us and whom we're accountable to in spiritually in the Christian life.
所以喺经文上面讲到话喺我哋嘅生命里边咧，需要有啲人我哋能够相信嘅，系让佢哋咧系能够向我哋去负责，同埋我哋向佢哋负责。
God insists that you must be accountable, or else you'll never get home spiritually.
你一定要去向别人去负责，如果唔系咧，你唔能够喺属灵上面翻到屋企。
And what that means is you'll get lost. You won't make it back on your own.
意思就系话你会迷失，你靠住自己翻唔到去。
You won't get back on track in the Christian life. You won't. That's what the scriptures say.
经文话你唔能够喺呢个属灵嘅生命上边咧，去行喺一个正确嘅道路上边。
You know, there'll be times in your life when your trusted friends will say to you, "You know, we're not going to listen to you. You don't know what you're talking about. For your good, we're going to tell you you got to do this, not that."
咁喺你生命上边可能有啲你相信嘅朋友，佢哋会对你讲话：我唔会再听你讲嘢噶啦。你系应该要咁做，你唔系应该咁样做。
Parents know that they tell their children that all the time。
父母都知道，佢哋对细路仔都系咁样讲。
And why do you, if you're a parent, say that to give your child a hard time? No。
点解父母会咁样讲咧？系咪特登为难佢哋咧
？You do that for their good, right? To set them back on course in life.
你咁样做系为咗佢哋嘅好处，你将佢哋咧喺生命上边咧纠正一个方向。
And the same is true for those who care for you spiritually.
同样嘅，嗰啲关心你属灵层面嘅上面嘅人，亦都系咁样做。
Because you're going to get to your destination. If it's a wrong destination, you're going to try to get there because you've gone astray.
咁咧，你要去翻嗰个正确嘅个目的地嗰度。
True you, not the deceived you right now, because we're all deceived in some way or fashion or at some time in our life, we go off course.
很多时候我们生命里面都被欺骗，我们离开了那个正确的道路。
And therefore you need to be confronted by those who love you.
所以你需要被那些所爱你的人去正面的劝诫你。
Do you have anybody in your life that you trust that speaks to you like that?
你生命里面有没有一些你相信的人可以这样跟你讲嘢呢？
If you don't, at some point, you're going to run your life into the rocks like a ship runs off course and destructs and hits the rocks.
如果不是这样的时候，你就好像那些羊迷失了，他们走错方向，他们撞到的石头，甚至乎死亡。
You will have fallen off the straight and narrow path that the New Testament talks about towards righteousness, holiness, and truth, and you'll be going your own way.
那你就会离开圣经所讲的那个窄路，那个引向那个圣洁、公义那个道路。
That's why the scriptures implore you that you need shepherds, even though that's an insulting truth.
所以这个经文叫我们说我们需要有这个牧人，纵使我们是、好像被羞辱，将我们形容为这个羊一样。
Sheep die without a shepherd.
羊没有牧人，羊就会死。
And God's word calls us sheep.
神的话语各话我们是羊。
That means we need the ultimate shepherd Jesus, right? And we need others who care about us.
所以我们需要那个大牧人耶稣，同埋我们需要其他人去关顾我们。
Have you received that metaphor in that way?
你是不是这样去看到这个比喻呢？
Again, it's a well-meant metaphor. It's not to insult you or to make you mad.
这个比喻不是要去侮辱你，而是为了你的好处，是一个真理。
But it's crucial to believe that analogy, even though it's an insult.
但纵使这个好像一个羞辱，但是你要相信这个真理所讲。
But secondly, who should these shepherds be in your life?
第二就是说你生命里面哪个才是你的牧人呢？
And that's on slide 4, and you'll see in the scriptures, and I hope to show you in the text, that is a surprising identity of the shepherds.
这个牧人有一个很特别的一个身份。
Before you jump into the text, let's consider something before we do that.
当我们看经文的时候，让我们想一下。
And what I'd like you to consider are the two equal and opposite mistakes that you can make about shepherding.
关于牧羊有两个的错误你可能会做发生的。
I've already touched on the first danger. That first danger, I'll spell it out for you, is you can't be your own shepherd.You cannot.
第一就是说你不能够做你自己的牧人。
You're not being accountable to anyone. You can't be your own shepherd.
你不去向别人负责，你做了自己的牧人，你不可以这样。
You're not giving anybody the right to speak into your life, to tell you about your living.
你没有让人容许其他人去讲到你的生命是怎样，或者是将这个真理去向你说话。
That would be a disaster. It won't work. You can't be your own shepherd.
这个就好像一个灾难一样，你不能够做你自己的牧人。
You think you can direct and navigate the Christian life by yourself, and you think you are doing okay by doing that, but you're not.
你以为你自己去带领你自己的属灵生命在上面去一个方向下，你以为你自己可以做到，但你做不到。
So on the one hand, that's one danger. You can't be your own shepherd.
这个第一个危险就是你不能够做你自己的牧人。
But on the other hand, there's another danger, and that's over-shepherding.
另一方面，另一个危险就是过分的去牧养。
That's seeking out other human beings in a unhealthy way and having them as your shepherds.
就是说你怎么样去使到其他人去牧养你，但是一个不健康的方向。
Notice as verse 17 says, obey your leaders and submit to their authority.
第十七节说你们要依从那些引导你们的且要顺服。
It means you need someone in your life with authority.
就是说你要有些人在你的生命里面他们是有这个权力的。
So the text saying authority is a good thing, but dictatorship, authoritarianism is not a good thing.
有权力的是好的，但是这个独裁或者是这个威权的主义是不好的。
Let me give you a couple of obvious examples.
让我给一个明显的例子给你。
One, there's emotional authoritarianism.
有一个就是说在一个情感上面一个权威威权主义。
That means when you're looking for the great shepherd of your life, some human relationship, you think someone will just come in and fix everything in your life.
就是说当你找一些人去牧养你的时候你以为有一些同别人的关系呢他们能够去进入到你的生命里面就帮你呢搞好一切东西。
That's a danger, because you're relying unhealthily on someone you think will make everything right.
因为你依靠那个人你以为他能够进入你的生命就将所有的东西呢就拨乱反正。
That means if you look to any human being like that, a parent, a child, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a spouse, a friend, in any way like that, you're into emotional authoritarianism.
例如在父母、在儿女、在男女朋友或者是其他的关系上面，如果你是这样去寻求的时候，这个就是很危险。
That's a fancy word, fancy phrase for meaning you're being oppressed.
就是说呢，你是被压迫。
If you look at any human being and say, it's because this person is in my life, this person loves me, this person cares for me, now I know I'm not a louse, now I know I'm worthy.
如果你想啊，只要这个人在我生命里面，或者这个人呢进入到我里面呢，我就搞定了一切了，我不再去迷失了，那你是错。
You're using that person as an emotional lifeline. That's not healthy.
你是用那个人做这个情感上面的救命绳，这个是不对的。
Because...You're saying to yourself, this person's love gives me meaning in life.
因为你想紧就是说这个人对你的爱能够将你的生命赋予一个意义。
And if you look at anyone like that, you've made that person the great shepherd of your soul.
如果你去某一个人是这样想的时候，你就将那个人成为你的灵魂的一个牧羊人。
And that person will ruin you, and you will ruin that person.
那个人就会去摧毁你，同样的你都会摧毁那个人。
You're an emotional slave.
你是一个情感上面的奴隶。
The dependency, the obsession, the problems that are going to come from that are tremendous.
那些一路下来的很多的问题就会出现。
Emotional authoritarianism will devastate you.
这个情感的威权主义能够摧毁你。
Now there's also leader authoritarianism or dictatorship.
同样的就是说有一些的领袖的威权主义。
And there are a lot of people evidently who are so empty on the inside that they get strength by attaching themselves to some charismatic leader.
有些人是觉得内里空虚，所以他们觉得需要 去黏住一些的很有魅力的领袖。
And that happens in cults. In cults. In social and political situations.
你在哪里发生呢？很多时候就在这些邪教啊，或者是社交，甚至乎是政治的层面上面发生。
Right, you can think of people that have been in the news in a not so distant past that people cling to like that.
你在以前的新闻呢，你都见过有些人呢，就是去跟着这些这样的领袖。
And the leader is given way too much detailed authority over every single aspect or part of that person's life.
咁呢个领袖咧，就喺呢啲人嘅生命嘅好多嘅层面上边咧，都有好大嘅权力去控制佢哋。
You know, historians are still trying to figure out how Hitler pulled off what he did for an entire nation. He did that. He was a demagogue.
好多历史学家咧，都去仲谂紧点解希特拉能够咁样控制住成个国家。
And look at how the world suffered because of that.
咁你睇下点解？因为这样这个世界呢都受苦。
That happens also on the religious end too with people, remember in the 20th century, a Jim Jones or a David Koresh.
咁呢同样的在这个宗教上面也都有这样的事发生，记得上世纪有两个的宗教的领袖。
So I hope you see the two dangers, over-shepherding and your own shepherding. They're both dangers and wrong.
所以呢我希望你看到这个两个的危险。就是你自我成为自己的牧羊人，又或者是过分的别人去牧羊你。
And they actually build or fuel one another. They stimulate each other.
咁呢他们都是互相的去刺激。
You know, many people in the past got too little shepherding growing up. You know, their parents neglected them and they just let them do anything they want.
咁呢有些人呢就 可能是很少的得到牧养，譬如是他们的父母不理他们，那么由他们怎样去生活就生活。
These parents gave no standards at all to their children.
这些父母对于他们的孩子是没有任何的标准。
They gave the kids too much freedom. And now, as they're grown up, they kind of like in spiritual vertigo.
那么他们让这些孩子有太多的自由，那么当他们去成长的时候，他们属灵生命就
And very often people with that type of background who had to be their own shepherd, you know, growing up as a child, completely rush into over-shepherding.
咁当呢啲细路仔系咁样好似自我去喂养嘅时候，去成长嘅时候，当佢到大嘅时候咧，佢哋就好容易变得系让其他人咧系过分嘅牧养佢。
Or the opposite can happen too.
又或者相反都咁样发生。
Some people who have been victims of over-shepherding, you know, the reverse happens.
咁当有啲人咧系一个成为被人过分牧养嘅一个受害者嘅时候咧，相反嘅就会发生。
Maybe you were brought up in a very authoritarian home, you know, where your mom or dad was very strict.
咁可能你喺一个好严厉嘅家庭长大，呢个父母咧对你咧系好严嘅。
Or maybe you have a background of a very authoritarian church or culture.
又或者你喺你嘅文化或者你嘅教会里面咧，吓佢哋咧好对你嘅生活咧有好大嘅权力。
And so you can overcompensate with that background of yours by becoming your own shepherd。
咁咧，你因为咁样嘅缘故咧，你就反之想自己去牧养自己，去以致咧你能够弥补当时所失嘅。
Again, over shepherding, own shepherding, they actually fuel themselves.
所以呢个自我牧养或者过分被牧养，他们是互相他会刺激。
So who should be the shepherds in your living, in your life?
那在你的生命里面，谁应该成为你的牧人呢？
Well, let me show you in the text. This is on slide 5. First, your peers. Your peers in God's grace. Those of your brothers and sisters of the faith who are following the Lord Jesus. Those people.Those are your peers.
首先就是说在神的恩典里面那些你同你同辈的人。
They are the other people who have experienced the grace of God. They're no more smarter or mature or better than you.
他们那些是经历过神的恩典的人，他们不是说比你更好，比你更加聪明。
You're to be their shepherds. They are to be your shepherds.
你应该成为他们的牧人，同样的他们都应该成为你的牧人。
That's what Hebrews 3:13 says. Look at that.
要睇下希伯来书三章十三节就系咁样讲。
It says, "Encourage one another daily, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness."
佢话天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
You know that verse is much more significant. It's a significant saying that than initially appears to us.
咁呢个经文所俾我哋，相比于我哋初初睇嘅，其实系有一个更加深嘅意义。
Now if you go down to chapter 13, I'm sorry, yeah, chapter 13, verse 22, you'll notice something in contrast.
咁去到十三章嘅二十二节咧，就系有个对比。
The Hebrew writers, as I mentioned in the introduction, calls his book, calls his epistle, words of exhortation.That means words of appeal. It's like a sermon.
希伯来书的作者讲到他卷书其实是一个好像一个勉励的书信一样。这个就是好像一个讲道一样。
It's very deep. It's sophisticated. It's an authoritarian book.
这个是一个很深入的，而且它是带着权威的。
And as you see on slide 6, the Greek word for exhortation is paraklesis.
劝勉这个字的希伯来文就是 paraklesis 这个字。
And that word means to give direction. It's a shepherding word. It's a shepherding action word. Give direction.
意思就是说提出一个指引，这个就好像牧养的字眼一样。
It means to coach, to guide, to counsel others.
就是说要带领，要去辅导人。
And the writer Hebrews is saying, I've been trying to shepherd, counsel you all with this book.
希伯来书的作者说，我尝试用这卷书去带领你，去辅导你们。
And guess what? even though you can't tell it by the English translation, it's the very same word that appears in Hebrews 3:13.
同樣一個字眼喺三章十三節亦都係用咗出嚟。
That word to describe what we're supposed to be doing with one another.
嗰個字就係講到我哋彼此之間要做嘅嘢。
Parakaleo, the same root, parakaleo one another.
咁呢個就係互相勸勉嗰個意思嘅字。
Notice that the text does not say that someone says, I'm the authority, let me be the one who guides you alone. It doesn't say that.
因为经文不是说我有那个权，有那个权力让我呢去带领你了，他不是这么说。
The author of Hebrews says, you should be shepherding one another.
作者说你应该要去彼此的去牧养。
Look at Hebrews 3:13. What does it say? What does it mean?
三章十三节他的意思是什么呢？
It means you should be someone's peer. Someone who experienced God's grace too. You should speak into their lives. They should speak into your life.
就是说你要成为大家的同辈，大家去分享神的恩典，你要去向他的生命说话，同样的他们对你也都要这样做。
Of course you have to be willing. Willing to let them in, right?
但首先你要愿意让他们进入到你的生命。
That means they could see your sinful tendencies because they're around you, right?
就是说他们在你的周围的时候看到你那个罪性在哪里。
The Bible describes sin as deceitful. You can't see it. It's deceitful. You're fooled.
圣经形容罪 是一个谎言，是欺骗我们，我们不能够容易的去看到它。
They hide themselves. You think you're okay, but you're not.
罪都去匿埋，去隐藏起嚟。你以为你做得好好，但系其实你唔系。
And that's why this is an exhortation by God saying you need trusted people to see into your life.
所以呢个系一个劝勉嘅书信，你要让其他人能够进入你生命里边去向你说话。
And that means they have to know you to, as close, in a sense, close enough to speak into your life.
所以他们是需要去跟你有一个更加亲近的关系，让以致他们能够真的认识你。
Right, you know what Hebrews 3:13 and other, again, there are other biblical passages saying the same thing. You know what it's actually saying?
其他的经文也都有讲同样的说话。
I'm going to tell you, my friend, what's wrong with me.
就是说我朋友，我要讲你听我究竟有什么问题。
Again, sin distorts us, right?
罪是有一个扭曲性。
These are the areas of temptation to sin that arises in my life, in my areas that I struggle with.
你同人说在我的生命里面，在这些地方，我遇见试探，我在当中有挣扎。
That's painful, right? Admitting your flaws, your weaknesses is painful.
去承认你的错误，承认你的软弱是很痛苦的。
Those are the sins that you can't see. They're deceptive.
这些罪你看不到，他们很容易欺骗你。
Others have to gently tell you about them.
其他人要去很温柔的告诉你听你的罪在哪里。
That's why newlyweds, people just married, are shocked when they get their first fight. They realize, because you're in such close quarters, right?You realize that, hey, this person is on my case, right?
所以新婚的人，他们第一次在吵架的时候，他们都很惊讶，哇，这个人可以这样。
You need people in your life to speak into your life, to tell you lovingly of your sins.
你要让其他人向你的生命去说话，讲你听你的罪在哪里。
This is an exhortation.That God is saying in Hebrews 13. Are you fulfilling that?
神讲你听这个希伯来书十三章就是这个劝勉。
Are you exhorting one another daily lest you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin? That's what Hebrews 3:13 says.
你是不是真的去互相彼此的劝勉以致你不会被罪去迷惑呢？
You can't do that in just sitting in a worship service.
你只是单单是坐在这个在这里礼拜日去崇拜，你不能够这样做到。
You can't do that by just listening to a sermon.
你只是听一个讲道，你做不到这件事。
So where does that happen?
那在哪里可以发生呢？
You shepherd one another in small groups.
你在小组里面去彼此去牧养。
You open up your life to others whom you can trust.
你去向那些你可以相信的人去打开你的生命。
They're not counselors. They're not therapists. They're not ministers.
他们不是辅导员，他们不是治疗师，他们不是牧师。
So what qualifies them?
那他们有什么资格呢？
What qualifies them to help me and tell me the way I should live?
那他们有什么资格可以讲我听我的生命应该怎么过呢？
Well, it's a simple answer. You know, you want the answer? The answer is they're not you. That's what qualifies them. They're not you.
那答案就是说他们不是你，所以他们有资格可以这样做。
That's the main qualification.
这个就是一个最主要的那个资格。
You know, when you spend enough time with others, they'll see what you're like.
如果你跟其他人去花上足够的时间呢，他们就看到你是一个怎样的人。
You know, it's kind of like when you hear your voice on a recording. You say, that's me?
就好像你听回一个录音你自己讲的说话，你就会很惊讶，啊，那个是我的声音。
And the reason why you don't recognize that is because you're actually hearing your voice from the bones of your neck. Did you know that?
咁点解你唔认得你嗰把声咧？因为你自己讲嘢嘅时候咧，你听嘅声系从你嘅骨去进入你嘅耳朵。
And so your voice to you sounds more dignified, right? Serious.
咁所以对你嘅声音对你嚟讲咧，好似又更加唔同。
It's far more beautiful, more pleasant, right? But it actually isn't.
咁你以为咧好好听，咁但系其实唔系。
You aren't aware of that because it's, you know, you can't really hear it.
你唔系好留意，因为咧你唔系真系听到你自己嘅声。
And in a sense, that's the same with sin.That's the nature of sin. It's deceptive. It's hidden.
对于罪来讲也是一样，这个罪是欺骗我们的，他们可以隐藏出来。
You know, if you're familiar with the Christian narrative, you know that Adam and Eve were created by God without sin, right? Perfect. They were perfect when they were created.
你知道当神造亚当和夏娃的时候，他们是好的，他们是完美的。
And they were perfect when they were deceived by sin.
当他们被这个罪去欺骗的时候，他们都是完美的。
And you're rational people. Do you think you're going to do better? You think you're going to do better than Adam and Eve? They were perfect. You're not perfect. We are sinners because of the fall, right? We are born of a sinful nature.
那你以为你能够比亚当夏娃做得更好吗？他们是完美的，但他们都被罪去欺骗。
That's why you need others. You need others to speak into your life.
所以你需要其他人在你生命里面去向你说话。
And you have to authorize them to do so.
你要给权力他们能够这样做。
Because what happens if you don't authorize them?
如果我们不给权力他们这样做会怎样呢？
If you don't authorize them, they're no longer your friends, right?
如果你不给权力他们这样做的时候，他们就不是你的朋友了。
And they can't be just your good friends, the people you hang out with.
他们都不能够只是跟你去吃喝玩乐的朋友。
They must be your peers in God's grace. They must be people that are striving to be more like Jesus.
他们一定要是那些是承受神的恩典的人，他们是努力是更加想学习耶稣基督那些人。
You have to seriously ask yourself, do you have people in your life right now that do that, that you're accountable to in a Christian life?
你要认真地问一下你自己，究竟你自己的基督徒的生命上面有没有一些你能够向他们负责的人。
They're bold enough to ask you, why are you making that decision? Why are you making that decision in your life?
他们要能够勇敢地去向你面对面这样讲，你为什么在你的生命里面要做一个这样的决定呢？
They even talk to you about how you spend your money.
他们甚至乎应该能够跟你讲你应该怎样去用你的钱。
Because how you spend your money is where your heart is.
因为你怎样用的钱就是说你的心在哪里。
And they ask you even about your private life, your sex life.
他们甚至乎能够去问你的私生活，你的性生活。
Because the Bible says sex is good in marriage, not outside of marriage. It's between a man and a woman.
因为圣经说呢，性只是在一个婚姻里面是好，是一个男和女的关系。
In the marriage bond.
在一个婚姻的关系里面。
Not outside it.
不是在婚姻以外。
If you say that's only my business,You're not accountable. You're not obeying Hebrews 3:13.
如果你说这些只是我自己的私人的事，那你其实不是向别人负责，你不是 係跟從緊希伯來書三章十三節所講嘅。
That means you're not accountable to the Lord to live the Christian life.
又即係話你唔係向住神去負責去過一個基督徒嘅生活。
That means you have no biblical shepherding in your life.
亦即係話你喺生命裏邊咧冇一個合乎聖經嘅牧養。
You'll see this on slide 7. This is not individualism or authoritarianism.
这个不是一个个人主义或者威权主义。
And the reason that's so because you've given permission and you can speak into their life and they can speak into your life.
因为呢你给他们权力能够让他们去向你的生命说话。同样的你都要去这样向他们这样做。
The shepherding, in other words, is mutual.
即是说牧养是一个彼此的关系。
That's the safeguard. It's not dictatorship. It's not oppression. It's not authoritarianism.
这个能够保守他们以致不会变成一个独裁主义一个压迫的主义。
Nor is it your own shepherding individualism.
又或者呢你不会变成你自我的牧养一个个人主义。
Of course you need Jesus, the ultimate shepherd, verse 21, right?
当然你在21节他说你需要一个大牧人耶稣基督。
Verse 21 clearly says Jesus is the great shepherd, right?
耶稣是这个大牧人。
He's your ultimate shepherd.
你是那个最终需要的牧人。
And as your ultimate shepherd, he's the only one qualified. The only one qualified to be your savior and Lord.
他是唯一一个能够有这个资格去成为你个人的救主。
That means no one else can fill that role. Not a parent,Not a spouse, not a child, not a friend. No one.
也就是说没有其他人有这个资格去做这件事。不是你的父母，不是你的配偶，不是你的儿女。
So don't make them your savior. Don't make them your lord.
所以不要使他们成为你的救主，成为你的主人。
Don't make any of them the main thing in your life.
不要让他们去成为你生命里面。
Don't revolve your life around them.
不要将你的生命只是围绕着他们去转。
Have you turned any human being in your life as your ultimate shepherd?
你有冇将某一啲人去成为你生命嗰个最大嘅牧人呢？
That means you're a slave. You're a slave to their love.
如果你咁样做嘅时候咧，你就变咗系佢哋对你嘅爱嗰个奴隶。
And that will destroy you, and you will destroy them.
就始终咧，佢哋会摧毁你，同样嘅，你会摧毁佢哋。
And the only way you're going to stay away from leadership abuse, which is a type of over-shepherding, is to have Jesus as your ultimate shepherd.
怎样能够使我们不会被这个权势所以压迫呢？就是说我们要以耶稣基督做我们的大牧人。
In fact, those are the two safeguards. Therefore, if you practice those two things, Jesus your ultimate shepherd, and having every member shepherding,In your life, you'll be able then to have safeguards to obey Hebrews 13:17.
如果你有咁样做，有耶稣基督做你嘅大牧人，同埋其他人做你嘅牧人嘅时候咧，你就能够去做到三章十三节所讲。
Then it's safe to obey your leaders, it says, and submit to them in their authority as the Lord appointed them over you.
你做到咁样嘅时候咧，你先至可以去做到话系去跟从神摆喺你在上嘅有权力嘅人，你去可以去听佢哋嘅说话。
You see the wonderful balance that the scriptures have for us.
你睇唔到经文里边俾我哋有一个平衡咧
？You have a balance. You have shepherding among peers. You have Jesus, the ultimate shepherd, and then that balance helps you then to submit to the leaders of the church.That you belong to.
个平衡就是说当你有耶稣基督做你大牧人同埋你有同辈彼此去牧养的时候你先至能够去顺服神俾我哋嘅领袖。
You should be a member of a church.
就即是说你需要成为教会嘅一个会友。
I don't see how you can obey Hebrews 13:17 without being a member of a church.
如果你唔系一个教会嘅会友嘅时候你冇可能去顺服。三章十三节所讲的
It says obey your leaders and submit to the authority. Well, who's your leader then? Who's the Christian leader?
他说你要顺服那些引导你们的，那究竟你的领袖是哪一个呢？
Does Hebrews 13:17 mean any Christian leader?
是不是任何的基督徒的领袖呢？
No, I think that would be pretty stupid to conclude that.
如果你咁样谂嘅时候咧，就会好愚蠢啦。
You can't say, oh, there over there, there's a Christian leader, right? Or there's a Christian leader on the internet. Oh, you know, I'll submit to them and their authority.
咁你会唔会话啊？嗰度有个属灵领袖啊，嗰度喺网上面有个基督教嘅领袖，咁让我去顺服佢嘅权力啦，咁样系咪咁样
？Christian leader is going to say, who are you? I don't know you.
嗰啲领袖会话啊，你究竟你系边个？我都唔识你嘅。
That means you're going to have to find Christian leaders who you could trust.
即系话咧，你需要揾一个属灵领袖，你能够相信嘅。
And that's up to you.
呢个系在乎你。
You have to find the ones you trust where you are the flock, the sheep of that under shepherd.
你系嗰个牧人嘅下边嘅嗰个羊，所以咧你要去揾一个你真系能够相信。
That's why we take vows, oaths in membership. Why do we do that?
所以我哋成为会友嘅时候咧，我哋要去起誓。
It's a way of saying, I give you the right.I trust you. I give you the right to call me to account, to live my life as I should for the Lord.
就即系话咧，我俾个权力你去引导我，让我去啊点样去？你讲我听，我应该点样去跟从神
？You're giving authority to church leaders who you trust to keep you in line, walking a Christian life, walking with the Lord.
你就系将呢个权力俾呢个教会嘅领袖，系你所相信嘅，让佢哋。教你点样去行喺呢个真道上边。
That's because there's a danger. You might go astray. You and I might go astray, right?
因为你同我都有一个危险，就系我哋会迷失走错路。
Unbelief might overwhelm you.
呢个不信可能会去打到你。
Who's going to be accountable? Who's going to help you stay on course in the Christian life?
边个会向你负责？边个会帮助你行喺你嘅基督徒嘅生命上边呢？
So if Jesus is your ultimate shepherd, and your peers are your co-shepherds, right? The people you speak into your life, you speak into their lives, you have the power, the right, the balance to make a group of human beings your shepherds.
如果你有耶稣基督做你嘅大牧人，你有你嘅同辈去彼此去牧养嘅时候，你就能够有呢个平衡，去使到你能够去顺服嗰啲喺你上边嘅基督徒嘅领袖。
Obviously,You have to join a church then.
咁当然你需要去加入一个教会先啦。
Because you're certainly under no one's authority unless there's a covenant, an agreement, right? So some kind of mutual contract that you have with them.
因为你首先你需要同佢哋有呢个约。
Right? The oath says, I am responsible for you, and you say, I am responsible to you.
就好似讲话佢哋咧。是要是对你去负责同样的你要向他们去负责。
So what makes Christianity different than any other religious community?
那相对于其他的宗教的群体基督徒有什么不同呢
Well, the answer is in the text, verse 20.
个答案就在20节。
It says there, May the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that Great Shepherd of the sheep.
佢话：但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神。
You see, Jesus was innocent.
耶稣系无辜嘅。
He was slain, but he was innocent.
佢被杀，但系佢系无辜嘅。
And he went there willingly to die in your place.
佢走上十架，愿意系为你取代你嘅位置而死。
And on the cross, as your substitute, he pays for your sin, for your refusal to adhere to shepherding.
喺十架上边，佢为咗你嘅罪去付上代价，为咗你拒绝被牧养而付上代价。
And God was pleased with his.God the Son, because God the Son obeyed the Lord for you in your place.
因为耶稣基督去顺服神，去付上咗个代价，以致神系悦纳。
And that's why it says he brought back from the dead. He rose from the grave.
所以佢话佢从死里复活，从坟墓里边去出嚟。
Death could not hold Jesus.
死唔能够捆绑住耶稣。
He rose. He is ascended. He now, at the Father's right hand in heaven, is even now interceding for you.
他从死里复活上升，现在坐在神的右边，并且不时的去为你去祈求。
That means it's forever. His humanity, the risen Christ, he's put on humanity forever.
就是说他这个复活了的神，复活了的耶稣基督，他带上他的人性是永远的。
And when he intercedes, he says, look at me, Father. Look at my wounds. That'll be with me forever.
就是当他向神去为我们祈求的时候，他说，圣父，看看我的手的钉痕，这个是永远的。
You cannot reject my people.
他说你不可以去拒绝我的人。
Because the proof is here.
因为那个，
I have risen.
因为这个证据已经在我手上，我已经从死里复活。
Don't you want to follow someone like that, a friend, ultimate friend?
难道你不想去跟从一个这样的朋友吗？
A person like that is easy to submit to.
这个是能够使我们容易的去信服他。
Because a friend like that will never leave you nor forsake you.
因为一个这样的朋友永远都不会撇下你，丢弃你。
So trust and obey him.
所以要信服他，信靠他。
And follow him.
同埋跟从他。
Father, we thank you for your word and this strong word of exhortation for us in Hebrews 3:10 and 13.
天父，我们感谢你在希伯来书里面的话语，这个劝勉。
We pray that you'd help us to take to heart what your word says to us.
我们求主你让我们的心去真是聆听你想我们要听到的。
Melt our hard hearts, Lord, so that we hear your word.
不是我们的硬心。
And so that we, by faith, put it into action.
以致我们凭着我们的信心将这些变为行动。
You tell us it's for our good.
你的所说的话是我们的好处。
And for the glory of your name.
为了你的名的荣耀。
So we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求。阿门。